This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. O precious Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbly and ourselves under thy mighty hands tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord, just to thank you and praising you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. Just to thank you and praising you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. We are so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of living, be on top of the ground not on top of us. We are so grateful and thankful as we get out of the way that you may have your way here tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, right now, Lord, we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps here tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, hide behind Calvary's cross, anoint his lips with clay. Use me, Father God, for thy glory in the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, we bind up all technical difficulties, anything that's trying to hinder the word of God from going forth. Then, Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you in advance for answering prayers, honoring requests, but most of all for the saving of souls, that the kingdom of God may grow. The Bible says, he that winneth souls, hallelujah, he that winneth souls is wise, doesn't be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove, this day and forevermore. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, God is good and worthy to be praised. Apostle Dudley Tebow with Providence Lisa Tebow coming to you tonight in that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. If you have your Bible, amen, I would like you to open it up to the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians, we'll be looking at verses 15, 16, and 17. And the word of God reads, hallelujah, in Ephesians 5, verse 15 through 17, seeing that ye walk carefully or circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Whereunto be ye not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Hallelujah. May the Lord have a blessing to the hearers and the doers of his holy word. Well, God is good and worthy to be praised. He woke us up this morning. He sent us on our way. Hallelujah. God is a good God, and he is ever so present in our time of need. God seeks the time, but he looks low. He knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. And for that, we should be grateful this night. Hallelujah. Just for the next few minutes, if I may come from a thought, we're going to be talking about walking wisely in days of evil. Walking wisely in days of evil. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, hallelujah, the older a person gets, the more you should think about using your time wisely. In light of eternal, you need to elevate, evaluate what really matters. I'm going to say it again. The older a person gets, the more you should think about using your time wisely in light of eternal. you need to evaluate what really matters. You know, people of God, when we are young, we tend to get involved in the now instead of our mind is far from thinking about eternal things. But as we get older and we have experienced life as a whole, we have experienced life to where we had some ups and downs. We have experienced life where we had some highs and lows. We have experienced life and gained a whole lot of experience through life. As we grow older, we should grow older in wisdom. We should grow older in being able to grow up. Our sense of things should be different. Yes, the older we get, the more that we should think more wisely. Because wisdom is gained through experience. As we get older, our mind should be different from things when we once was young. We should be thinking about eternal things. You know, when you're younger, you start up climbing a mountain. They had this old saying when I was young, when older people would try to give us wisdom or try to instill within us things concerning life. They would say, the younger you are, get everything while you're young. Because one day you'll get old and wish that you have done things earlier in life. In the book of Psalms 90, verse 12, Bible says, so teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Walking wisely in days of evil. Again, here in the book of Ephesians 5, verses 15 and 16, it says, see then that ye walk carefully, or circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Redeeming the times, because the days are evil. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. So, brothers and sisters of Christ, to be good at all times is a Christian duty. But to be good in bad times is a Christian glory. You see, in order to be a Lot in Sodom, to be a Job in the land of Oz, to be a saint in Neo's house, to be blameless and harmless in 2020, as being a child of God, without faults, in the midst of a crooked, perverse generation, that is a credit to a Christian profession. Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33, be not deceived, evil company corrupts good manner or good habits. Evil company, bad company, it corrupts good manner or good character. Beloved, remember this. Always, that at all times, spiritual wisdom and holiness is never out of season. Spiritual wisdom and holiness is never out of season. Walking wisely in days of evil. There is a season to everything and a time to every purpose under heaven, according to the book of Ecclesiastes. Believers of Christ, Yes. Again, be ye holy, for I am holy, says the Lord. So holiness and spiritual wisdom are always in season. Yes, seasons come and seasons go, but spiritual wisdom and holiness is always. As a child of God, in our walk with Him, we want to be pleasing in God's eyesight. Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that He is who He say He is, and He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So walk in holiness and in spiritual wisdom, which is never out of season. Walking wisely in times of outward prosperity and outward trouble. Also, outward trouble and affliction in times of temptation and spiritual desertion. Yes, we must ask the Lord to help us to overcome, that we won't be a victim, but we'll be victorious in the things of God. You see, Christian wisdom is never more necessary and needed in the times that we are living in times of temptation, when being assaulted, attacked by the cutting adversary, the enemy of our soul, the devil. You see, John 10:10 says that the thief come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Walking wisely in days of evil, it's a time that we need to know, like never before, that if God be for us, who or what can be against us? He promises His word, He'll never leave us nor forsake us. Jesus Christ the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. Believers of Christ, we are targets that the devil, the enemy, like to shoot his arrows of his rage against. Yes, he goes like a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. But I stop by to let you know, as we put on the whole armor of God, that we'll be able to withstand the wiles, the schemes of the devil. So, believer of Christ, for an example, a pirate does not attack an empty ship, nor does the thief break open the poor man's house or cottage. But where the treasure is, there is where the attack will take place. For a child of God, the grace of God, will keep you from sinning in times of temptation. People of God, the more a man or a woman is renewed and sanctified, the more he or she is tried and buffeted, the more God increases grace upon your life as a child of His, the more the devil wants to disturb your peace. Bible says in Philippians 4:6-7, for us to be anxious for nothing, but in everything, with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, making our requests known unto God. And the peace of God, that surpasses all understanding shall keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Walking wisely in the days of evil. Yes, beloved, people of God, children of the Most High, we have to get to a place in our walk with Christ, looking on to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. To follow the example that he has already set for us to follow as we give our life total and complete unto him. As we are tied up, tangled up, wrapped up in the things of God, that we can walk victoriously of knowing that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He restored my soul. He lead me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff. They comfort me. They can comfort me in times of evil. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. Walking wisely in days of evil. Bible says in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 7 through 9, here the Apostle Paul is encouraging the Ephesians, as well as us, as believers of Christ in 2020. The Apostle Paul says, lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation. There was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet, to beat me up, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing, I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might depart from me. And the Lord said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. Mostly, gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my weaknesses, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Likewise, people of God, was it done with the Lord Jesus Christ himself as a set example when Jesus Christ heard the voice of God from heaven saying, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. According to Matthew 3, verse 17, Jesus came to John the Baptist to be baptized in the River Jordan. Jesus did it in accordance with the law that was written. He came to fulfill the law. He came to bring things back in its proper order. Bible says that Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist in the River Jordan in Matthew 3, verse 17. And it says, immediately afterwards in Matthew 4 and verse 1, that Jesus was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Notice, immediately the spirit from hell came and questioned Jesus' sonship. When God said, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased, because Jesus gave the instruction. He followed the instruction that was already set. And we as followers of Christ, get ready. Because if we are totally sold out to the things of God, and we have given our life completely, and we follow God wholly, obediently, according to his word, our life is lining up with the will that he has for our lives. 1 Samuel 15:22, part B of the verse says, to obey is better than sacrifice, and the hearken than the fat of the rams. Yes, beloved, walking wisely and devour in the days that are evil. We need to get closer and have a closer, intimate relationship with God like never before. You see, the devil, he came against Jesus Christ, after he was baptized by John the Baptist in the River Jordan. Jesus is our living tree. So the devil came against him. Bible says that he came against him when he was in the wilderness, fasting 40 days and 40 nights. Then he got hungry. Devil came to him, spoke to him, told him to turn these stones into bread so that he can eat. But Jesus defeated the devil the same way we as individuals, as followers of his, has to do. He let the devil know, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. Yes, Jesus took what was in the natural and he put it into the supernatural realm in order for us to understand of how important it is not to just sit on the word of God, but to speak the word of God over every situation and circumstances that we will encounter. So again, the devil came against Jesus, the living tree. And why would you, as a follower of Christ, think that the devil would not come against you, who is a dry branch that fell from the tree? Bible says that we abide in him, and he abide in us, then we should ask what we will, and it shall be done. I'm talking about abiding in Christ Jesus. He's a true vine, and we are the branches. So believers of Christ, be always mindful that there will be temptation coming from Satan, our enemy, coming from Satan himself, and his imps. Bible says in 1 Peter 5:8, for us to be sober, to be vigilant, because the adversary, the enemy, the devil, he goes as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking who he may devour. Child of God, man in itself, he's very weak at best to withdraw, to withstand temptation when it comes his way, when it is at least possible. So as long as God in his power holds us up, we cannot fall. I'm going to say it again. This should be encouragement for you. Thank you, Lord. As long as God in his power holds us up as children of his, we cannot fall. we may stumble, but we can't fall. We may get knocked down, but we won't get knocked out. But if God ever gives up on us, we would not be able to stand in the evil day. For example, Peter promised not to leave Christ. But when the temptation came, when they took Jesus Christ on the way to be crucified on Calvary, they took him to judgment hall to stand before Pilate. And Pilate questioned him. Jesus didn't say a mumbling word. Peter promised Christ. He said, I'll never forsake you. Jesus told him, before the cock crow, you'll forsake me three different times. Peter left the promise and he denied he knew Christ. Matter of fact, he went a little bit further. When they questioned him while he was warming himself around the fire, people came and they questioned him, told him he looked like one of them. Peter got upset and he told him, I know not the man. He went to the place where they questioned him again and he started cussing. When he cursed, the cock, the rooster, it crowed. And he remembered a saying that he said to Jesus, Jesus knows our heart. Sometimes we mean well, and in the spirit of the moment, we may say some things. But when the test comes, will we back up or will we stand up and be accountable for what we say and do? Peter left the promise he made to Christ by denying him, letting the people know I never knew him. So, child of God, to persist in our Christian duty of sanctification and to resist in cases of temptation, both of these are man's work to do. One thing about God, he won't force you. He will present an opportunity. But we as his children, we as human beings, we must make a decision for ourselves and sometimes by ourselves to stand up for righteousness. We have to remember that as a child of God, in order to persist in Christian duty of sanctification and to resist in case of temptation, both of these decisions are man's work to do. But we must have God's power in our lives in order to do them. Remember what John 15 verse 5 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can't do nothing. Walking wisely in days of evil. Yes, the God that we serve, he is an awesome God. He is a good God. He's a God that sits high and looks low.
Set the captive free. Count the kingdom. My Jesus is a joy to me. Whoa. Jesus paid the ultimate cost.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes, he's the one that set the captive free. God is good and worthy to be praised. We thank God for each and every one that is listening today. Amen. Hallelujah. And God is good and worthy to be praised. We just hope and pray that everyone had a beautiful, safe, awesome Thanksgiving day. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And that, hallelujah, this is Friday. Amen. Amen. For the rest of the holiday season, that you just be walking wisdom. Amen. Walking in wisdom in days of evil. Truly, in 2020, it is a challenging year. Hallelujah. But God is good and worthy to be praised. This is time to really ask him for wisdom. Hallelujah. In making decisions on where to go and when to visit and being asking him to lead, guide, and direct. Because he knows best. He knows where the seen and the unseen dangers are. Amen. So this is so important for that intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. As Lord and Savior of our lives. Thank you, Jesus. So walking wisely in days of evil. People of God, all of our corrupt hearts are like Kindle, which is apt to light up when the devil strikes fire. Believers of Christ, when Satan surrounds us with trouble, then sin is ready to betray us within. I'm going to say that again. When God, we have to understand that God is the creator of all life. He made all of us as human beings. He also made the devil. Everything that God did from the beginning was good. The enemy of our soul, the devil, he took it upon himself, excuse me, once when he was in heaven. And he was in charge of the worship music. He was in charge of doing things that was to worship the Creator. But the devil got let pride get into his heart. Just like some of us, even as born-again believers, if we don't watch ourselves, if we don't take heed to what is going on in our lives, in our walk with Christ, we can allow pride to sneak in. And if you notice the middle letter of pride is I. So the devil will try to convince you that walking with Christ is not worthy. Everything that you see on earth, he will try to present it to you. But we must always be on alert. Watch, pray, and faith. Watch on what is presented to you. Everything on this earth, God has provided us with everything in order for us to have a fruitful life. The enemy will always present a different outlook. Bible says in Matthew 6:33, for seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto you. But this is a decision that each and every one of us, as individual, on a personal basis, we must make to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of our lives, or to reject it. The invitation has been given, but it's up to us to make the decision on where to go, on where we will end up for eternity. So when as a believer of Christ, when Satan surrounds us with trouble, then sin is ready to betray us within. In Matthew 10:36, it says, and a man's soul shall be dead of his own household. Child of God, when Satan came to Jesus to tempt him, he found nothing evil in him. Yet when the devil comes to us as Christians, as believers of Christ, brothers and sisters in Christ, he finds much evil doing in us. Yet, even though, as believers of Christ, we are not in sin, yet there is sin in us that can cause much lust still pertaining in the best of every born-again believer. Thank God for grace. Because where grace is, it destroys sin's power. It does not destroy sin's presence. I'm reminded of Apostle Paul. He says, when I desire to do right, sin is ever so present. The things I desire to do, I don't do. And the things I desire not to do, I do. Because sin is ever so present. Walking wisely in days of evil. Believers of Christ, although we are sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit in every part, yet we are sanctified, set apart, declared holy. Although regeneration is taken and has taken place in our lives and have taken much of the sins out of us, yet temptation finds hidden sins that may be still inside of us. That's why we have to do what Isaiah 1:18 says. Come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Even though your sins may be as scarlet, I'll wash them as white as snow. They may be red as crimson, but I'll make them as wool. We have to examine ourselves on a daily basis to make sure that we're in the faith, to make sure that our lives are lining up with the will of God for our lives. There is much for temptation to work on. And therefore, we need to walk wisely in times of evil. You see, Satan is always with his great cutting, scheming, crafty self. He suits his temptation to man's nature and to man's disposition. You see, all of us as Christians, as saints of Christ, we at times can be tempted to commit sin. So many of us could commit to the sin which so easily ensnares us, to which we are totally tempted to indulge in, even though Satan is always very treacherously. He is often considered himself very prosperous. Satan knows when it comes to a real believer of Christ that he can't work. He can't make you fail. Finally fail. But yet Satan, he will make you fall frequently to try to convince you that walking with the Lord is not worthy. Satan could, if we are not wise, walking wisely on our part. He will have you going halted all the way to your grave. Satan's desire is to stop you from believing, stop you from receiving, stop you dead in your tracks from serving God. But you see, believers of Christ, you and I, as believers of Christ, we are to individually make up our mind that we will live for Christ. Our mind has to be made up. Our heart has to be set that the world is behind us and the cross is before us. So we need to walk wisely in the times that we are living in. We need to consider in 2020 for a closer relationship with God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit, all three that agrees as one. When a man or a woman wants to withstand a temptation at one time and yet can fall under the same temptation at another time. Have you ever heard of this? Of a person be strong in an area where another day they become weak? That's why we can't, serving God, walking with Jesus, is a 24/7 commitment on our part. It's not just a Sunday morning, 1 hour church service, or midday, something to do type of service. No, walking with Christ is a commitment on our part, 24/7. Not always speaking audibly, but always having an attitude of prayer, an attitude of wanting to serve God in spirit and in truth. The Bible says Luke 18, verse 1, verse the B clause in the verse. Men ought to always pray and don't faint. Pray when I see things are good. Pray when things are not so good. Just pray. For the influence of grace that is upon our lives. Grace is unmerited favor of God applied to our lives. Under the influence of grace, we may be more at one time and less at another time. But remember, saints of God, walking carefully, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Yes, we are living in the time and in the season, even during this holiday season, as we just got finished celebrating Thanksgiving. God willing, Jesus tarry. We're looking forward to Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and then the New Year's Eve and New Year's. We as believers of Christ have to keep in mind that every day is the Lord's day. Tomorrow is not promised. We have to make sure that our house is in order. We have to make sure that our spirits of business is straight with God. Yes, God is a good God. He's a merciful God, but he's also a God of wrath. So child of God, children of the Most High God, a man's or women's heart may be in a watchful frame of mind at one time, and at other times, their heart may be in a sleepy carnal frame. That's the reason why, again, we have to examine ourselves on a daily basis, get in our secret closet and talk to God. If we know that we have a problem that is lurking at the door of our heart, go to God in prayer. Tell him about it. Ask him to give you the strength and encouragement to deliver you, to set you free in that area. As long as we're in this field, we can and we're entitled to sin. So Satan comes at you and I and every believer on the face of this earth, true man or true woman of God. He comes at us the most when our heart is most vulnerable. He won't come to you in an area where you have already gained the victory or where you have proven time after time that you are strong and you have overcome. So it is the believer of Christ, our duty to always be on watch. Bible says in the book of Mark 13, verse 37, and what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch, which extends to this present time, this present moment that we are living in 2020. Sometimes, as a child of God, you are not always in that Christian duty or awareness. That's why we can't let negativity get into our spirit, draw us away, that we start drifting from the protection of God. Psalm 91 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide underneath his wings. Now, child of God, if Satan comes at you once and he finds you watching, being aware of that area that he's coming in. He will go and he'll wait and he'll come again when he finds you asleep, looking for that door to creep in, to cause havoc in your life. Satan is forever scheming to try to trick you as a believer of Christ into yielding to his business. But when Satan fails in the attempt to lure you at one time, he will attempt to do it over and over again. So remember this, child of God, you will never be out of Satan's reach until you come into the bosom of Jesus Christ. Child of God, as Christ sometimes leaves you for a season, he leaves you and come back, then he'll come back again. Just like he does, the enemy will do it also. Christ, he leaves us in order for us to act out with grace in our lives and to walk more strictly according to the word of God. Whereas the devil, on the other hand, he'll leave you for a while, but then he'll come back and try to make you lay aside the grace and the works that you are doing for Christ. He'll try to persuade you to go off, to try to yield to his bidding. A child of God, when Christ withdraws from you, he will return with greater mercy and grace. But when Satan withdraws, he returns with more vengeance and fury. Walking wisely in the days of evil. Yes, beloved of Christ, remember, in every temptation, the souls run a great hazard of eternal destruction. The design of the tempter, the devil, is to ruin the believers' walk with Christ. On the other hand, the design of Christ in regeneration is to the saving of our souls. Whereas the design of Satan in temptation is to destroy your soul. So Satan works on earth towards the believers of Christ's life in order to hinder us in our working for our heaven. In 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 and 16. It says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, it is not of the Father, but it is of the world. Walking wisely in days of evil, you see Satan, he envies the believers of Christ who will receive eternal, everlasting crowns of righteousness, knowing that Satan himself will lie in everlasting chains of darkness, walking wisely in a time of temptation is very crucial and important for a believer of Christ in 2020 like never before. So, child of God, you must submit to the will of God in times of temptation. Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10:13, there have no temptation overtake you. There have no temptation overtake you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not to be tempted above that ye are able, but with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Yes, beloved of Christ, we are talking about walking wisely in days of evil. God is good and worthy to be praised. And maybe someone, or maybe one, and maybe one, or maybe some, underneath the sound of my voice, that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. If that's you tonight, as we give out this invitation, according to God's word, we just hope and pray there was something that we say through the teaching tonight that have encouraged you, exhort you in the things of God to go on a little bit further. Bible says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Word of God says that if we come to him and we repent of our sins, Romans 10:9-10 says that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in our heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, and with our heart we believe on the righteousness, and with our mouth confession is made unto salvation. If that's you, and you have made a firm decision to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, I'll be the first one to say, welcome to the beloved family of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, if you'd like to write us, you can write it to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, if you'd like to contact Pastor Dudley Tebow of Prophetess Lisa Tebow, Bustin' Loose in Faith Ministries, you can write us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. God bless you. God keep you. Have a wonderful, safe, awesome night and weekend. God willing, God's Terry, Jesus Terry, we'll meet again next Tuesday at 6 p.m. God bless. Have a blessed night.